Well, thank you so much for joining the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm excited to encourage you from God's Word as we go over certain truths and principles from the Word of God. And I pray that your heart would be encouraged. Well, hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me on my drive to work. Today it is actually September 8th. Tuesday, September 8th, 7:42 a.m. And I'm driving to work. And one of the things that I was sort of thinking about, and as I was reading the Word this morning, just this idea, sort of this continuum that goes through the Bible, is the fact that failure is not final. Failure is not final. Now, if you look at so many of the biblical historical figures, you see that they failed, right? They were not perfect. They messed up. They went through, you know, times and bouts of discouragement. They had difficulty. And they failed. But it wasn't final. That failure really was a catalyst, and it kind of fueled the faith of so many. And you can look at that fact throughout history as well. Failure after failure. Failures are on the road to success. That's just a fact. It's never like, you know what, I'm going to just try this thing, it's going to be perfect, there's going to be no problems, it's going to be all good, there's never any failure, I'm always going to succeed on everything I do. No, that's not reality. Now, you can try to hide it and act like that's the reality, but it's not. The reality is that we all, every single person listening, every single person in this world, on the face of this earth, fails at one time or another, in one season or another. Why? Well, we're in an imperfect world, and we're imperfect people. And whether it's a failure of making a wrong decision, whether it's a failure in terms of a parenting issue, maybe it's a failure at work. There was a goal that you didn't meet. There was something that you did wrong. Maybe it's within a marriage. You feel like you failed that day, or you failed in your words and what you said. The list goes on and on. Like, we have all failed and we're all going to fail. But we have to remember, and I believe remind ourselves, and I think that we can really look at so many people in the Bible to remind ourselves that, listen, yes, you're going to fail. But it's not final. It's not the end of your story. It's on the road to refinement. Failure is on the road to refinement. God uses it all to lift you up, to strengthen you, to help you to trust more, to help realign your priorities, to give you a wisdom and strength you didn't have before. People often gloat in their successes, but it's their failures that really are their schoolmaster. We learn, right? We can either learn from our failure or we can be crushed by our failures. And I don't think God wants us to sit there and condemn ourselves continually because we messed up. In fact, I know He doesn't, because you read His Word. And there's no condemnation in Christ. You read His Word, and you see the Father accepts those who have run away, who have gone astray, who have messed up. Jesus actually met with those who the society saw as failures. He spoke truth to them. He loved them. And He loves you. And it doesn't matter what you've done. Don't let your failures crush you. or flatten you. Learn from them, grow from them, and get up and keep going. There's so much growth and dependence upon the Lord through those times where we do mess up. Because we realize, yeah, I did mess up. I did miss the mark. But while I was a sinner, Christ died for me. He forgave me. He didn't look at me and go, wow, there's no hope for you. He looked at me and said, you know what? You're hopeless right now, but I'm here to give you hope. I am your hope. And it's like, wow. God is so good. He's so gracious. Don't let your failures be final. Learn from them. Grow from them. And I just can't help but think of Peter, right? The non-formal leader of the disciples, right? He's always listed first. Peter, who spoke before he thought, often, and who said, I will not deny you. I will die for you. And then when the rubber met the road, Peter denied Jesus, denied knowing him or associating with him 3 times. Peter failed. Now, that could have been the end of his story. Could have been like, and he denied Jesus 3 times, and he died. But that wasn't the end of Peter's story. That was just the beginning. That failure led to a restoration that led to a revival as Peter preached a Pentecost. And thousands were saved. Isn't that amazing? His failure wasn't final. It happened and it led to igniting of Peter's heart to preach and to even go all in for the Lord Jesus. And we know, man, Peter would never deny Jesus again after that point, ever. But he'd go on and be radically used for the Lord. I mean, read the book of Acts. Read 1st and 2nd Peter, even as he's in his older years, right? He learns so much, and he imparts that knowledge to us. But that failure that he made, that huge failure that is known all throughout history, when you think of Peter, you think of denial, denying of Jesus. I mean, that's kind of just what we do. But we have to look past that. Because we look past his failures, we see a man who was on fire for the Lord. Who was restored. Who preached, who became bold in the Lord. Who was used mightily for God. Because he didn't sit there and wallow in his failure. Was it hard for him? Did he weep? Did he struggle with it? Of course. But remember, Jesus said, few times, do you love me, Peter? Feed my sheep, tend my flocks, feed my sheep. He was restored. He was set back on the rock. And he was used mightily for the Lord. And you can too. Do not let your failure be final. Don't give up. Keep going, keep forging ahead in the faith, and watch what God does. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you next time.